Fisherman Rescued After Falling Through Ice in New York. By Amy Furr on February 10, 2020. Two ice fishermen were rescued after they fell into frozen water in Wayne County, New York, Sunday. When troopers with the New York State Police, NYSP, responded to a call about two people in the water at Briscoe Cove, they found one of them still clinging desperately to the ice's edge, according to the Auburn Pub. Officials with the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the Alton Fire Department were also called in to assist the officers in the rescue. First responders, sick, and a civilian went into the water and attempted to rescue the adult male, later identified as Jason Brutz, from Amherst, New York, but were unsuccessful, a press release by the NYSP read. However, they were determined to get the man out before it was too late, according to GenesseeSun.com. The Alton Fire Department launched a rescue boat, and along with Trooper Gabriel DeSanto, Ensign Officer Kevin Thomas, the concerned citizen, Gregory Crane, and others, were able to rescue Mr. Brutz from the freezing water, the article said. Thankfully, Brutz's son, Fisher, got out of the water by himself before authorities arrived, according to the Finger Lakes Times. Following the rescue, Brutz was taken to Rochester General Hospital for treatment and his son was transported to Newark Wayne Community Hospital. Neither of the two individuals had life-threatening injuries. Ice fishers need to be prepared when setting out and should always use the buddy system, the Department of Environmental Conservation's website stated. Safe ice is the number one consideration. A minimum of 3 to 4 inches of solid ice is the general rule for safety, the site read. Be cautious in areas where bubblers are used to protect docks. They can produce thin, unsafe ice some distance away. Be especially alert in areas near shore, over moving bodies of water and on lakes and ponds where streams enter or exit, the department concluded.